My name is Connor, and the title of my Levine book is My Haunted House. I have many stories, many creepy stories of my experience in living in a haunted house. When I was 6 or 7, I had the most creepy room possibly imaginable. It was painted entirely white. Not only that, but most bedrooms only have one door to enter and exit. But my room had three. On either side of my bed, there were two mini doors, barely high enough for a fifth grader to crouch through. Strangely enough, these doors didn't lead to any parts of the house. Instead, they led to a creepy crawl space. The main door facing the north led to the main hallway and eventually downstairs. The door to my right of my bed led to a storage room that wasn't really complete, so there was like foam and power cables and wood. On one particular occasion, I remember exploring that room. When I walked through the door, I jumped down into the space and suddenly realized that there was no stairs back up. Instead, you had to jump onto the ledge to get back up. This particular time I fell down there, I was too short to get back up. I was terrified. Eventually, I could hear my sister dashing into the room. She was probably answering my distress calls. And she got my dad, and they both helped me up. My mom also said that every house we moved into, it smelled like apple pie, which is another strange aspect of the house. And she wondered why. Perhaps it was an apple pie ghost. When we moved into the house, we took several pictures. It was with an old Polaroid camera where the pictures came out of the bottom. We took a picture of our fireplace, and there was a white see-through shape. It was spine-chilling. I also had problems with my bedroom door. Every time I went into my bedroom, my door shut randomly and locked itself behind me. It wouldn't open again. And there wasn't even a lock on the door. I guess it could have been a ghost or just a faulty door. On another occasion, me and my sister were playing in my backyard, and we found a weird rusted shape that resembled a sword. It was short and an obscure shape. I had experienced many terrifying activity in this house. I learned to never move into another haunted house, or I will be terrified.